just broke one of my air guitar strings. Okay. Did I mention Jeff's guitar clinic? Yeah, you know, he gives lessons too. And you can record over there and everything else. And don't forget the dogs. Bring a treat. But back to that building where my friend lives. Yes, that's our new Jeff's Guitar Clinic tune. You found it. Oh, but yeah, so that building down there and all the buildings on these the Great River Road, man, it's just cool because there's nothing going on in these towns. There's no jobs, no manufacturing, you know, local stores, things like that. Restaurants aren't open very often. Then when the ferry season starts here in May, at the end of May, then they get kind of busy, right? But the rent there, yeah, this guy's from north of Madison, and I'm talking to him. The second time I've talked to him, and I knew right away. Last time was, you know, here's a Trumpy, but nice guy, right? Huh? Just not that smart. Just not deep enough, I guess. But we're talking, and these people are moving out of the building. They raised it like $10 a year since I've been here. It's like $485 for this three-bedroom upper apartment. What? Hey, anybody need a place to live? But if you don't have to work, if you're on, you know, your retirement or disability or Social Security, whatever, you could live in a town like that. And I'm talking to this guy, and he's doing all the work on the building. And then he says, just, you know, out of the blue, I'm talking, you know, things aren't good. Well, that last president, he did a great job. And I'm just like, God, you know, what was it, you know? I'm asking him. Well, you know, he cut taxes. And I go, yeah, look at the roads all the way to Cassville, man. You got signs up everywhere, gravel and stuff. It's falling apart, right? Doesn't sink into him. You know, he just doesn't get it. And then I said, well, mine didn't get cut. Mine are set to expire. And then we start paying off the tax cuts that Trump and high-ass Democrats have been passing to people for decades, man. Don't people understand? They're not your friends. The only friends I have in Congress is the Progressive Caucus, and everybody should feel that way. But if you're not smart enough to figure it out, 844-967-2789, you can tell me what a dumbass I am. It's like, come on. It's right there.
Yeah.
In front of your noses, but, you know, it's all over the TV. I guess you could drone yourself into it. Really? Believe in everything that these clowns are saying and feeding you? Goes back to, you know, some of the worst people that I've ever come up against were Hillary supporters, you know, when it comes to issues and stuff. They got downright nasty, right?
What you just said before.
Some of her folks were deplorables in my book, okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What you just said before, though, is it's effective. That's why, like, these politicians, and that's why Trump in particular, was like, say the same damn thing over and over and over again, and then people just believe it. It's like, just because he said it.
Do you remember when George Bush blew the cover off propaganda? He says, my line of work, you gotta repeat yourself to catapult the propaganda. And no consequences to that, and no waking up the country either. You know, they like to use that woke crap on us.
Oh, yeah.
I am woke. You guys.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. You think you can. You can't even talk it. That's, you know, we were talking about what they use in their campaigns. They can't talk it. They can't be specific.
Mm-mm.
Which reminds me of when I was like a sales manager at this telemarketing firm. I had this guy, Torrice Cobbins, and he had a strong Chicago inner city accent. And whenever he'd say specific, it came out, could you be more specific? And it was just so cool. I loved hearing him say that. You know, I wish I could have kept track of the people that I've met on my jobs that were just ordinary, really nice people. Broadened my horizons, right? I mean, we got along well. I mean, you know, he knew that I thought it was funny, and he thought it was funny too. So what the hell? But Democrats versus Republicans? I don't even like doing that. No. Which one do you want to match up with? Joe Manchin? And then they were like, oh, well, he's doing what his constituents tell him. No, he's leading them by the noses. And they're telling him what he's feeding them. You can't trust Joe Manchin. Come on. He's Satan himself in my world. He's one, you know, if there's any, all these guys of wealth and power and privilege and position just taking this world down. And everybody thinks it's kind of cool, right? Oh, look, here's another billionaire building a rocket, trying to get the hell out of here. Taking everything you and your family worked for, you know, centuries. All your ancestors, all the way down to where that one awful day when the Neanderthals were attacked and raped by Cro-Magnons, and that's the Republican Party. Ooh. See, I can say whatever I want on this show as long as it doesn't go against the codes of radio. But I see and hear enough on TV. It's like, oh, wow, look at all these politicians are dropping F-bombs and stuff. And it's kind of cool, right? Yeah. Actually, probably not. I mean, you know, it's not like I don't use it 50 times a day. But I'm properly applying it when I use it. MFers.
You know, one other thing that confuses people that I want to throw out there for you to comment on is the time delay, right? The time delay in you get people in office, they change some stuff, and then when does that actually take effect? And so how many times do we see that where there might be a policy that takes effect that actually is helpful, but then the other group is in power and they're like, oh yeah, that's us, or the public just assumes that gives them credit even though it was done previously, and now they're changing it, but the negative effects of their change isn't going to hit till the next group is in power again. It's insane.
Well, just like a year and a half ago, and that guy called me up and said, we got to stick together. I was ripping on Manchin. We got to stick together. Yeah, let's stick together and see what Manchin did in Sinema. We were in control. There was a period when Obama had both. They could have just jammed stuff. That's what Republicans do.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want to be like them. Well, if it's the opposite of them, I guess you're not like them. But now it's all about money. Everybody has to raise the money. If you don't have the money, which really takes me back to Joe Biden again. He didn't have the money. He didn't have one of the first three primaries. And still, this country bought that Joe Manchin won out of all this great field of people that were out there. I'm pissed off about that. I'll never stop about that. I was right, man. That was a disaster. And that got us Trump. And I don't know for the life of me why people didn't see that coming. I guess you're so arrogant that when you look at poor people, you think that they're stupid or something? Living in poverty has nothing to do with being smart or stupid. It's called oppression. It's modern-day slavery. It's inequality. It's systemic. And I'm so sick of it. I really despise this country. Glad I can say that on the radio, because I've been kicked off Facebook for saying America sucks before.
It's your show, man. You say what you want.
Well, it's not like I'm not telling the truth. I mean, that'll get you bounced off Facebook quicker than anything. You go after some of these elitists. And that's what Hillary Clinton was, and that's what Manchin is, and that's what the entire Republican Party is. They're just, they like to cast out that word, elitist. Well, look at who's talking to you. Multi-millionaires and billionaires just feeding you this crap, and you eating it up like chickens. And chickens are smarter than you guys. Chickens wouldn't eat that crap. They'll go out and find some spiders and worms, and I'll free range before I eat this. Chickens are smarter than people. I like chickens, man. I've had pet chickens, and they used to see me that there's nobody living here, but, you know, there's still chickens out there, and guy's building his shop there, but nobody lives in the house. And I come driving down the road, and the chickens would see my car coming, man. And then one of them started flapping her wings and just blazed past all of them. I'm like, I told you chickens are smart, and that one in particular was the smartest. We'll be back with the last 15 minutes of chicken. Thanks.